Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're out in your backyard and thinking about creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood or in your little park or wherever you may be, because it is the midsummer, July 15th, and you better be grilling something if you've ever grilled before. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob.
Oh, that was good.
Yep.
I think you're talking to like Yogi Bear now in your little park with a picnic basket.
That's
welcome
right.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. I was noticing you got some new glasses, right?
These are just, you know, dime store readers.
Oh, okay.
That's all they are.
I thought you were going all Gucci on
this. Oh, no. These are the 3 for $10 type things, because, you know, I sit on them or whatever. Plus, you got to have one in every vehicle and every place you go because, you know, I can't see inside them. My arms aren't quite long enough, you know, gator arms.
Sure.
And so anything within that, you know, that's gone.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys and the Blind Old Guys on the radio. It is the weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. This is like kind of summer themed, kind of just different things. I'm going to call this like a cleanup show, because every now and then we always like to do these themes and this and that, but sometimes there's just a little bit of this and a little bit of that that doesn't necessarily go with a theme like Louisiana grilling or, you know, Cajun or Texas or, but there's something cool. Like, we're going to do toppers for your barbecue, things to put on your barbecued food, your grilled, smoked, whatever. We're going to do some salads and stuff because it's summer and it's cool to have some salads. And you have a favorite salad you're going to do later. So this is kind of, I'm going to call it a cleanup show. We're kind of sweeping the cracks here and getting those little things that we always wanted to talk about and
getting her going.
What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I think it's good, man, because absent of any other show plan, that's the one we're going to roll with.
So. And there's that.
Right. So, but anyway, this past week was invited up to a cottage. Shout out to my friend Mark and Rhonda Boggs. Had us up by a White Cloud in northwest Michigan. And went up there, and I'm the grilling guy, so I always want to bring some stuff, right? And got up there, and their cottage is not unlike many cottages that people have, is that the really good stuff's at home, and the stuff that we replaced got taken to the cottage, right? And enter the old charbroiled single burner gas grill, on and off, right? Not completely, but
Your basic big box grill.
Right, and it's a smaller one, and it's got one single, you know, H burner in it. And
did you just hand the guy your credit card and say, go get yourself something?
Yeah, exactly. But no, so it came time to cook on it, right? And, of course, I'm at a party, so I brought some jalapeno poppers. Easy enough to do. They're always wrapped in bacon when we do them. Put the little flap over the end of the hollowed-out jalapeno.
Is that how you did it this time?
Yep. Wrapped it around there, and then you set them on the grill. Well, guess what? The grates on this thing are like razor thin. They've been cleaned 1,000 times. It's like a thin little wire. So they wouldn't roll around too bad, but they also, I got grease dripping, right? Fires. The poppers never turn out when they're on fire, right? The bacon gets burned and it's no good.
Right.
So I had these grilling mats. Now, I was the most leery guy in the world about a grilling mat. They're those little thin pieces of silicone, a little bit bigger than a slice of paper, right? I happen to have two of them that I bought because I was anticipating that this might be an issue with my poppers.
Uh-oh, what is this I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Oh, aluminum foil just called. She's pissed.
Well, I had to give it a try, right? You see the things on the infomercials on TV, and it, you know, don't be dissing my foil. I still love her. But anyway, long story short, put these things on there, got grill marks on my poppers, The grease ran off to the edge where it wasn't hitting the flame. I got them completely done perfectly on this older, tired grill that we were cooking on, but it performed with these mats on there.
And
I never
call,
used
what
them
What do you
before.
Call the mat?
It's kind of grill mat generically, but you can get them at the big box
Is
stores.
Is there a name for it?
The ones, they were just grill mats. I got them at, I think, at Walmart.
Yeah, they're made
even.
Out of silicone or Teflon or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right. And you see them advertised
I've
every now
them.
And then.
Yeah.
I'd never cooked on them before, mm-hmm. but you know what? This is one time I would say that if you've got something that's going to produce a lot of fat or grease, might not be a bad tool to have in your bag
mm-hmm.
on a certain grill. There was no way to do offset on this thing. It was on or off, right? All one burner.
And that's what happens when you're traveling and you're cooking on strange grills.
Right.
So in that regard, you know, that was a good thing to have.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about a little bit before the show started. I'm with you. I'm not sure that cooking on silicone just feels right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see any aftertaste, and I didn't, you know, see any of it rub off or anything like that. I mean, nobody was like, man, this thing tastes like plastic.
Yeah.
You know, so it was all right. But anyway.
Cool.
So that was my little trip down new product
worth
lane.
Worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got this building project going on, so my life is terrible right now. It's every night until like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Sure.
So I'm actually... I don't wake up now till like 7:30 because there's a truck rolling up the driveway, and I feel terrible because, you know, I'm always up really early,
right?
And I'm dragging out, and these guys are coming up, and I'm in my jammy bottoms and a t-shirt, and I haven't even had a cup of coffee. But so this week they finally came up and poured the rest of my flat work in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and that's all done. When they got done, I made them some Cincinnati chili dogs because they. You know, every crew that's been there, I've fed barbecue. Uh-huh. And so these guys, this one guy goes, yeah, I heard you're the barbecue guy, and you're, like, feeding all of our crews and everything. And he's looking at me smiling. I'm like, yeah, well, good, not really, yeah. It's like going out. So, like, man, I don't even have anything. I look in the refrigerator, and I got a pack of hot Kowalski natural hot dogs.
Yep.
And a couple cans of Cincinnati chili from Skyline.
Right.
I didn't even have any red beans, you know.
Right.
I've got like Great Northerns. I've got some stale French bread, but I got a big bag of shredded cheese and some Vidalia. So
yeah.
So I get in there and I'm watching they're all cleaning up and they're about done. So I'm like toasting up this stale French bread and chopping up a Vidalia. I had Livy helping me. She, you know, throws some of the Since Skyline chili in a pot, throws the beans in with it, gets it boiling. So they're like ready. They're starting to get in their trucks. And I started walking out with plates. And it's this thick French bread. Each one had a couple of those Kowalski's big natural dogs. They're really beautiful. And a nice pile of chili and a mound of this finely shredded cheese and a bunch of Vidalia onions chopped up on top. And I got a bottle of hot sauce, and they're like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah.
They'd never had it before. So the boys at Andrews Concrete, they're awesome. Phenomenal. If you need concrete work done, dude, just call them.
Yeah.
They're well fed.
Yeah.
They're very well fed. Oh, and so I'm cutting a hole in the old basement a couple nights ago.
To get from one to the other,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Your door,
and
if you will.
It's so stinking hot that night. I got this... You know, I made my cuts on the outside. It's a two-stroke saw. You know, I don't know right. if you've ever run one or not, but it's a big beast. And so then I had to go inside. I tented it all in, and I'm inside there, and I got my mask and everything on. I'm going to make a couple quick cuts. And I'm so hot and sweaty that plastic stuck to me, and I moved my arm, and it ripped it down. And this big cloud of very dense white smoke goes floating through the whole house.
Oh,
my house
my
is
God.
Trashed.
I'm sure Mo was all over that.
I'm not a concrete guy.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to sweep up a little breakfast explosion and maybe talk about a little conference call we had with the Marines. Stick with us. We'll be back. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just got to get going with a night. What was I thinking?